Thank you, and greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is C.P. McGregor speaking. Welcome to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars, radio's greatest daytime dramatic program. Every day, a complete 30-minute drama from Hollywood. Every day, a famous Hollywood star. Today, our star is Robert Mitchum in the good old days. Act one in just a moment, but first, a word from our announcer, Wendell Niles, for La Rosa.
Have you discovered that wonderful special La Rosa flavor? That luscious La Rosa flavor that comes exclusively from the cream of the great new Durum wheat crop? It's at your grocer's now. The most delicious macaroni, spaghetti, and egg noodles you ever tasted. Because La Rosa's got the cream of the crop. You see, La Rosa is the world's largest user of fine Durum wheat semolina. So it's natural that leading Durum millers offer La Rosa first choice of super select number one cream of the crop semolina. Prove it yourself. Tonight, make the La Rosa three-way quality test. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color. The natural sunshine of the world's finest semolina. Taste La Rosa's luscious flavor. Richer, smoother, more delicious, with that just right, firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Now, once again, our host, C.P. McGregor.
And now the curtain rises on Act One of The Good Old Days, starring Robert Mitchum. Come on, take a chance. Steve Brody did. Ever since Steve Brody's famous leap from Brooklyn Bridge, those words have been the alibi for two generations of reckless schemes. But why did Steve do it? Well, it started one night at Mulligan's Bar, where Daisy, his girlfriend, was singing. Steve had bought an engagement ring to give to Daisy. Not a very big one, but he'd been saving for months. It was just like a big kiss.
Hey, Mulligan!
Hello, Steve. What brings you over to Mulligan's?
I got something to talk to you about. Come on, let's get away from this noise.
Oh, sure. We can talk in the back room. Come on. In here, Steve.
All right, Daisy. Hey, Daisy, you look great. You got a new dress, huh?
Mm-hmm. You like it?
Oh, I sure do. It's almost as blue as your eyes.
Oh, the same old Steve. The same old Blarney.
Say, look, Daisy, I bought something.
Oh, you did? Oh, Steve. Steve, you should have seen the party John L. Sullivan had here last night. Well, that crowd of uptown swells were here, and
John
they were...
John L., that big hunk of beefsteak brings Mulligan all his business. Well, what I wanted to say
well,
was...
I wanted to tell you about it. I bet I sang after the ball 10 times. And Steve, take a look at this ring.
Daisy, is that a real rock, a real diamond?
Well, it sure is. Diamond Jim Brady gave it to me for a tip.
Oh, he did. And Mr. Brady's sure free with his sparklers.
Well, what are you getting sore about?
Nothing, only that rock can make another guy's ring look sick.
Oh, Steve, did you buy me a ring?
Whatever give you that idea. I know good time, Charlie.
Oh, well, what'd you want to tell me?
Nothing at all. Oh, John L. Sullivan's here again.
Oh, sure, he's always here.
Mulligan, I can lick any man in the world.
Yeah, he makes me sick, that big windbag.
You wouldn't dare call him that to his face.
Who wouldn't? I ain't afraid of that big
hey,
bum.
Hey, Steve, come back here.
Oh, John L., so you let him have it, eh?
Yes, Sir Mulligan. It was in the sixth round. Bare knuckle fight, of course.
Sure.
I says to my opponent, I says, you've gone far enough. So I uncocks a right to... Well, hello, Brody.
Hello, John L. The big hunk of beefsteak himself.
Well, if it isn't my friendly competitor. Can I treat you to a drink?
No, thanks, Mulligan. I do my drinking in my own joint. I know what I'm getting there.
No, that's no way to talk, Brody. I'm sure Mr. Mulligan has nothing against a small businessman like yourself.
A small businessman?
Listen, Sullivan, someday Steve Brody's saloon is going to be the place on the bar.
Steve, please don't start anything.
Yeah, you go ahead and laugh, but I won't need any big windbags hanging around to put my joint over.
Steve.
And who would you be referring to as a windbag?
Well, now I could be referring to you, Mr. Sullivan.
Oh, yes.
But I ain't.
Well, it's lucky you ain't, because John L. can tear you apart with his bare hands.
Right, Mulligan. I can lick any man in the world.
Yeah, I know. I read it in the police gazette. Listen, Sullivan, going around knocking guys down with your fists don't get you no place. Not if you want to be a big guy.
John L.'s the biggest guy in this town. 210 pounds of bone and muscle.
I mean big like President Garfield. You think he went around knocking guys down to get in the White House? He used his brain. That's what I'm going to do.
You're going to use your brain, are you? You're going to be president. Oh, Brody for president.
Vote for Brody. Brody for president.
So, you're going to be a big guy, eh?
Uh-huh. I'll have bigger diamonds than Jim Brady. I'll have more stocks than Charlie Schwab. And I'll have more furs and real estate and houses and horses than Mr. Astor. All right, get this, Sullivan. One of these days, I'm going to make joints like Mulligan's look sick.
I wish you luck, Steve. I expect to see your business thriving when I get back.
Where are you going, Sullivan?
Me? I'm going to San Francisco, California, to knock out Paddy Ryan. Ain't you heard about the fight?
Yeah, I heard about the fight, but I ain't heard how you're going to knock out Paddy Ryan.
Brody, if I didn't know you had the wild imagination of a crazy Irishman, I'd knock you out.
Oh, please don't pay any attention to Steve, Mr. Sullivan.
I should say not. Good night. Good night, Daisy.
Why, everybody knows John L.'s going to win. Mr. Richard K. Fox of the Police Gazette is even installing a ticker tape right in here the night of the fight.
A ticker tape? What for?
So my customers can get the fight results right from the ringside in San Francisco.
Well, you're going to look awful sad, Mulligan, when you read the results to your customers.
You want to make any bets on that, Brody?
Sure. I got a pocket full of Paddy Ryan dough, and it says John L. is going to get knocked out.
I'll take your dough, Brody. I'd like some of that myself.
Oh, Steve. Steve, please wait a minute. What'll you do if John L. wins?
Don't worry, Daisy. I'll take a chance.
Hey, Mulligan. What does your ticker say about the fight? Come on, read it to us. Hurry up.
Yeah, how's it coming?
Tell us where we hit him. Did he hit him in the jaw?
Yeah, come on, read it.
Hurry. Quiet, everybody, if you want to hear the big fight. The results of the John L. Sullivan-Paddy Ryan fight are coming in on the ticker. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to announce that John L. Sullivan just knocked out Paddy Ryan in the second round. And John L. is still the champion. Everybody to the bar, drinks on the house.
Hey, now quit the shoving there. Let me at the bar there.
Give me another beer, eh?
Ever picked.
Shut up, Mulligan.
Oh, what a sucker. Here comes your bartender, Brody. Well, what do you think of your boss now, Nobby?
Steve, I told you not to bet all that money.
Listen, Nobby, one crack out of you, and so help me, I'll let you have it.
I don't get sore, Steve. You know I'm your pal, but what are you going to do?
Nobby, I don't know. That big bum, Paddy Ryan. Nobby, I got to get $100, and right away, too.
You've got as much chance of getting $100 around here as jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, I don't know. There must be some way we... Hey, wait a minute. Say that again.
What? Steve, say what again?
About the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, look, it ain't that bad. You ain't going to commit suicide.
Listen, Nobby, I'm the best diver in the world. I can even dive off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Who's going to dive off the Brooklyn Bridge?
I am, Mr. Mulligan.
Oh, you are? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I wish to announce that our good friend Steve Brody is going to jump off the Brooklyn Bridge.
And furthermore, I'm taking any and all bets.
Oh, Steve, I hope you know what you're doing.
You heard me, Daisy. I'm going to jump off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Steve, just look at that bridge. Look how high it is.
All right, Nobby. So it's high. You'd think I was going to get killed or something.
And there's worse things than being killed. You could be permanently injured.
Look at that crowd up there, Nobby. I can't back out now.
Listen, all you got to worry about is keeping that rowboat close by so you can pick me up out of the water.
Okay, Steve, I'll be waiting for you. Don't worry. So long.
Mr. Shaughnessy, I say that Steve Brody will never have the nerve to jump off this bridge.
You got a bet, Mr. Mulligan. Well, it's nice to see I got such a big reception.
Ah, Brody. It's going to be a wonderful feeling you'll have standing up there, all alone on the very top of the bridge, looking down for miles and miles with nothing under you but the cool green water itself. I wonder what you'll be thinking.
I'll be thinking, Mulligan, how I'm going to win enough dough to put joints like yours out of business.
Jumping off this bridge? Take care, Brody. You don't put your own joints out of business.
Steve, you just can't do this. You'll get killed. What do you care what this bunch of hoodlums think? You just can't do such a crazy thing.
Listen, Daisy, I'm going to jump, and I'm going to jump now. Step back, you guys. You'll get drowned by the splash.
Oh, you're all murderers. That's what you are. Steve's committing suicide.
Well, he said he'd jump off the bridge if it was the last act of his life.
It probably will be.
He's crawling out on that grader.
Hey, is this bridge shaking or is it just Brody's knees?
Oh, look at him out there posing.
He's getting ready.
And there he goes!
No, Steve! Steve!
If Steve was going to come up, he'd be up by now. It's starting to get dark.
Steve's been drowned. I just know it.
Hey, there's Nobby in that boat coming in.
Sure, sure it is. And say that that's Steve with him.
Oh, Steve. Steve, are you all right?
Sure, I'm all right.
Somebody grab a hold of the boat.
I'll get it, Nobby. I'll get it.
Yeah. You see, Daisy? Just like I said, there's nothing to it.
Oh, Steve.
Look out, Daisy, you'll get all wet.
Oh, I don't care. Oh, Steve, you were wonderful, wasn't he, Nobby?
He sure was. We all knew you'd do it, Steve.
Hey, Steve. Listen, Steve.
What's the matter, Mulligan?
You got to beat it, Steve. Gallagher, the cop, heard you jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah? So what does he think of me now, Mulligan?
I tell you, Steve, you got to run for it. Gallagher thinks you're a public nuisance. He's going to arrest you for disturbing the peace.
Arrest me? Holy smoke, he can't do that. I'm a hero.
The curtain falls on Act One of The Good Old Days, starring Robert Mitchum. Our star and our distinguished cast of La Rosa radio players return shortly for Act Two.
Say, CP, everybody's always talking about the good old days, but now that the ladies can serve wonderful La Rosa dishes simply and easily, I'd call these the good new days, wouldn't you?
Yes, but I love the old-fashioned homemade flavor of La Rosa egg noodles. So how about a famous old recipe for today's Friday dinner?
Sure, here's an old New Orleans dish that's popular the world over. Noodles with Creole shrimp sauce a la Rosa. All you need, ladies, is some shrimp, a rich vegetable Creole sauce, and La Rosa enriched egg noodles. Those fluffy golden egg noodles with a real old-fashioned homemade flavor. For the detailed recipe and 100 other wonderful La Rosa treats, consult your La Rosa cookbook. Or if you've not gotten yours yet, send for your big 64-page recipe book today. It's free. Write La Rosa, that's L-A, capital R-O-S-A, care of this station. Now prove La Rosa's superiority yourself. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine tone of the world's finest semolina. Taste that luscious La Rosa flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious, made in the unhurried old world way for that just right, firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Extra nutritional value, because all La Rosa products are enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Help safeguard your health. You'll like La Rosa. It's America's largest selling brand. Now here's C.P. McGregor.
Act Two of The Good Old Days, starring Robert Mitchum.
Read all about it. Steve Brody jumped off Brooklyn Bridge. Read all about it.
Hey, George, you read this? Fella jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, the poor guy was killed, eh?
No, he hit the water with another scratch.
Yes, by the time Steve Brody had succeeded in bellowing his way out of jail, all New York had heard about his celebrated jump from the Brooklyn Bridge. For the first time in the history of Steve's saloon, it is jammed to the rafters with cash customers. And Steve is the man of the hour.
Have you seen Daisy? I told you I'd put this joint over. But now there's a little matter we got to take up.
Like what, for instance?
Like when you and me are going to get hitched.
Well, and who says I'm going to marry you?
I do.
Oh, well, that's different.
And you will?
Sure I will, Steve.
Well, seeing as how we're engaged, what about a kiss?
Steve.
I beg your pardon.
Oh.
Hey, listen, brother, can't you see we're busy? What's the idea of busting in like that?
I'm very sorry. You see, my name is Charles Hoyt.
Oh, the theatrical producer?
Oh, how do you do? Welcome to Steve Brody's. Can I buy you a drink?
No, thank you. I came to see you on a matter of business. You see, I am producing a new show, A Trip to Chinatown.
Oh, I read about it in the paper, Mr. Hoyt.
And naturally, I'm lining up talent for
And you'll be wanting a singer.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Mr. Hoyt, you won't find a better voice anywhere on the Bowery than Daisy O'Toole.
Well, I'm sure of that, but...
Steve, I wouldn't leave you now,
Now, now, listen, Daisy, I ain't going to stand in your way.
I'm afraid you don't understand. You see, Mr. Brody, I'm intrigued with the amount of publicity you've received. So I figured that it would be a great idea to put you into my new show.
Me? But I...
Certainly. Why, all New York will want to see Steve Brody.
But, Mr. Hoyt, I ain't no actor.
Mr. Brody... If you could take a chance off that bridge, I can take a chance on you. Now, be at my office tomorrow morning, and we'll arrange all the details. Glad to meet you, Miss O'Toole. I'll expect you around 11, Steve. Goodbye.
Well, gee whiz.
Funny. Yeah, we were thinking it was me.
Me, an actor. Well, what do you know?
Oh, it's crazy, Steve. You're not an actor.
Oh, I don't know. If I could make it off the bridge, I can make it on the stage. You know, I used to recite a little back in the 9th Street School. Beneath the spreading chestnut tree, the village smithy stands.
Oh, Steve, please.
Imagine me, Steve Brody, up there on the stage. I'm up there in front of the footlights. The audience is breathless. Mr. Hoyt is about to announce me. I'll be sensational.
Are the flowers for Mr. Brody's tuberle.
Mr. Brody at the Vanderbilt Hotel. That day, the Bowery Invading Society.
Well, hello there, Henry. How's the boy?
Very well, Mr. Brody. Quite well.
Give that champagne an extra twirl, Henry. It's got to be good and cold.
It will be, sir.
And keep it coming fast. I got a lot of high-class ladies and gentlemen joining me.
Yes, sir, Jim. In the third round, I uncorks a right that lands Paddy Ryan on the canvas and... Oh, Steve Brody. Well, how are you?
Hello there, John L. What's this joint coming to, letting box fighters in?
You know my pal, Diamond Jim Brady?
Yeah, sure. Hello.
Hello, Steve.
We're throwing another party, Steve?
Sure, why not?
Well, Jim, you better watch out. Pretty soon Brody will be stealing your stuff, lighting cigars with $10 bills.
You should talk, Sullivan, the way you throw your dough around.
Well, with me it's different. I can lick any man in the world, and I'll never run out of challenges. But what are you going to do when you run out of bridges, eh?
Yeah, you know, I got other ways of making money. I'm entering a horse at Saratoga.
Oh, bought a horse, Brody, eh? Well, you don't care how you spend your dough, do you?
Those to spend, ain't it? You only live once, and brother, I'm living now. Henry, bring my pal some champagne.
I'm worried about Steve. It's been 6 months since we've seen him.
He's just busy with his swell uptown friends, spending his money like a crazy loon.
Well, you know how Steve is, Nobby. Sort of like a kid at a party, always bragging and showing off. He doesn't really mean it.
Yeah? Well, he'll be around one of these days.
Oh, Nobby, I might as well tell you. Steve moved out of that swell hotel.
How do you know?
I was there yesterday, and they acted kind of funny. Well, like he owed the money.
Well, gee, Daisy, didn't they know where he went?
No, Nobby.
Don't worry, kid. I'll look for him.
Oh, you've got to. I just know things aren't going well for him.
Tell me something. Have you seen Steve Brody?
No, monsieur. He has not been here for weeks. Try Rectors.
The last time I saw him, he was walking back from Saratoga.
Address? All he left here was a couple of bum checks.
Hey, you. Have you seen Steve Brody?
Brody? Yeah, I seen him this morning.
Huh? Well, where'd he go?
I don't know. He beat it.
Listen, I gotta find him.
Why don't you try the bridge, bud? From the looks of Brody, I think he was heading for the river.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Nobby.
Funny me meeting you here on the bridge, ain't it, Steve?
What's funny about it? Go away, will you? I got stuff on my mind.
Yeah, well, what kind of stuff brings you out on the bridge in the middle of a foggy night? You're not planning another leap off your bridge, are you?
Well, what if I am?
Well, if you are, you're not worth all the trouble you've caused me and Daisy.
Daisy? What's she got to do with it?
Who do you suppose been sticking around the joint to keep it alive? But she's got everything to do with it. That's what.
Well, I'm glad to hear your joint is still operating, Nobby.
It ain't my joint, Steve. I never sign no papers when you give them to me.
Well, it's yours anyhow. I'm not the kind of a guy that turns back.
You ain't turning back, Steve. Because you ain't never been away. That wasn't you up there at the Vanderbilt. You've been down here with us all the time.
You're having a pipe dream, Nobby. Go away, will you?
Listen, Steve. I'm giving you one more chance. Are you coming with me?
Oh, who's giving who one more chance? Listen, Nobby, what makes you think you can threaten me?
I'll show you what this. Steve. Steve. I had to do it, Steve. I had to do it, boy. Speak to me. Say something to your old pal.
Why, you lousy, no good bum.
Well, Steve, there it is. Same old swinging door.
Yeah, the same old sign. Steve Brody's Saloon. Oh, it sure looks good to me.
Well, go on in. Go on in. It's still your joint.
Okay.
Well, Steve! There you, Steve! Welcome home!
Gee, well, the same old gang. Clancy,
hello,
Shaughnessy.
There.
Gee, it's swell of you guys.
Hello, Steve. How are you, boy?
Well, Jono, hiya, bum.
Hello there, Steve. Did you hear the news? I've signed to meet Jake Kilray in New Orleans, and I'll slug him out in one round.
Yeah, well, I'm laying 8-5 on Jake.
Welcome home, Steve. It's been no fun without you.
Oh, Mulligan. No competition,
hello,
huh?
Hello, Steve.
Daisy.
Welcome home, Steve. Come on, let's get away from this crowd. We can talk in the back room.
Okay, Daisy. Daisy, you look great. And you got a new dress, huh?
Mm-hmm. You like it?
Oh, I sure do. It's almost as blue as your eye.
Oh, the same old Steve. Same old Blarney.
Daisy, I've missed you so much.
I've missed you too, Steve.
I guess I sure made a dunce of myself, huh?
Oh, forget it. Say, Steve, remember that night? You know when Mr. Hoyt came in here?
Yeah, sure, I remember.
Remember, we were talking about getting hitched.
Yeah, what of it?
Well, I'm still waiting, Steve.
Oh, stop it, will you, Daisy?
You mean you don't want to marry me?
It's not that,
Oh, but what, Steve?
Well, why should you marry a no-good bum like me?
Why not? I'll take a chance. Steve Brody did.
Then you mean it? You really mean we should tie the knot?
Oh, you big dope. Do I have to draw a diagram?
Oh, Daisy.
Oh, gee, Steve. I'm so happy.
Honey, everything's going to be great.
Sure it is.
And I'll get back on my feet again. And I'll make money, too. Lots of it. I'll do big things. Daisy, do you know what I'm going to do?
Oh, what, Steve?
I'm going to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
And
And so the curtain falls on Act Two of The Good Old Days, starring Robert Mitchum. Our star will be back to our La Rosa microphone in just a moment. Here now is your announcer, Wendell Niles, for La Rosa.
See, taste, compare. Prove to yourself the superiority of La Rosa macaroni, spaghetti, egg noodles. Tonight, make the three-way La Rosa quality test. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine color of the world's finest semolina, the cream of the new durum wheat harvest. Taste that luscious La Rosa flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious, with a just right firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Look for the big red rose on every package. Get La Rosa, America's largest selling brand. For real economy, remember, it's a full pound. Now, once again, our host, C.P. McGregor.
Bob, I'd like to go back to one of your greatest motion picture thrills. Your part is the big Texas captain in the late Ernie Pyle story of G.I. Joe. The captain was a real person, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, he was, C.P. As a matter of fact, he was Ernie's best friend during the war. And this test of all the actors was sent to Ernie in New Mexico for him to make the choice.
And after seeing the test, Bob, what was Ernie's reaction?
Well, that was my happy moment, because he called the studio long distance and said, give the role to Mitchum.
That must have been a wonderful thrill.
Well, it certainly was, C.P. And I think no matter what I do on the screen in the future, that'll always be my proudest screen memory.
I can well understand how it would be. Well, Bob and ladies and gentlemen, I wish you a pleasant weekend, and be sure to join us on Monday for a great week of entertainment on your La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars. Until Monday, then, thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.